As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, not to mention the nice, crisp fall air we're having here in sunny southwest Missouri. I hope it's nice weather where you're at as well. Welcome to our Wednesday, September the 30th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. Yes, indeed, my name is William Roberts, and I've got good news of sorts, hard facts, certainly that. I don't think we'll talk too much about solutions today, but we might be able to draw some conclusions. But we're going to be joined once again with our returning guest, independent researcher Daryl Eberhardt. We're going to continue our study and the discussion of the missing gaps in the bloody history of Papal Rome. Quite a lengthy study that we've had, but it's very important for us to understand and put it in the context of war and everything else, as Vicki Davis likes to say. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. But as I like to say, hope makes a dandy breakfast, but it makes for a lousy supper. We're going to have to combine a little action with our hope here. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join myself and Daryl Eberhardt live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Always like to get your letters. And a big shout out this morning again to Liberty Radio Owensville, Missouri Micro, 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast and is posted on the OracleBroadcasting.com website, 866-841-1065. And, of course, your calls are welcome. Gold today regains the $1,000 level, pulling precious metals, currencies, and crude oil higher as the stocks and the U.S. dollar index trade lower. We'll talk about that in a moment. Returning guest again, Daryl Eberhardt, continues our study and the discussion of the missing gaps in the 19th century history of Papal Rome and America. The Lincoln assassination will be our focus for today. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into those market reports for Wednesday, September the 30th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading up $9.90 at $1,001.60. Silver up 25 cents in early trading at $16.38 an ounce for bullion silver, troy ounce there. Platinum up 18 bucks at $1,287. Palladium up $4, trading at $290 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, about $11 spread, and building bigger support all the time. $994.40 for a low, $1,005.30 for a high. At $1,001.60, your gold year-to-date is up $131.10 for a 15.07% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning set the gold fix at $1,001.25. You can see we're just change above that right now. We'll pick it all up on the other side of this commercial intermission and be back with our guest, Daryl Eberhardt. Stay with us.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on our Wednesday, September the 30th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we're getting underway. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Looking at the last of this market report for Wednesday, September the 30th, 2009, out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, finding gold trading up $9.90 above the $1,000 mark at $1,001.60 an ounce. If you go to the www.kitco.com website, you'll be able to click on the 24-hour chart, and you'll see that This spike upward occurred either just after the opening bell in London or at the closing of the day in Hong Kong. So we jumped up from about 900 in the 990s area to just over $1,000 again this morning. What's driving it? I really don't know. The USDX lost 27 basis points, trades at 76.79. The crude oil is up 70 cents at 67.41. So there's small, really decline in the, USDX. But again, as Robert Chapman forecast, the international forecaster, projected or predicted, we would see the U.S. dollar index decline to 71.18 by the, 1st of October. We're obviously not going to make that, forecast, come to pass, but he indicates to his subscribers that there has been some manipulation inside of the currencies that make up that basket of currencies, which may begin painting a happy face on the USDX that it really doesn't deserve. But with all that, there's not much else really changing. All of the foreign exchange rates in our little basket of currencies are up this morning, with the exception of the Swiss franc, but nothing really has changed. So we'll just set aside the rest of the financials for this morning and bring up our guest, Daryl Eberhardt. Good morning, Daryl. Thank you for coming back and joining us once again on Wednesday mornings here on Become Vocal Local.
Good to be on with you again, William, because we're hopefully helping to fill in some missing gaps in history for some of the listeners, because I know, well, I'm 62, and I'd say up to about into my early 50s, most of this history, and I took college-level history courses, I did not know. It's just as when we were talking earlier about Thomas M. Harris, the Brigadier General, he wrote a book. He sat on the 12-man military commission that tried eight of the conspirators in the Lincoln assassination. And, you know, we can hardly find anything on this man in encyclopedias, on the Internet. Even his year of birth, I had to guess that, because I've got two different years that I found for it. But to think that we have people like that that aren't mentioned prominently hardly anywhere, and yet we've got, you can find a carpenter or something that was a famous carpenter in some local town, and he's up on the Internet.
And so and prominently so too. And you know, you'd think, and I agree with you completely, because just before we came on air, folks, Daryl and I were visiting for a moment, and I had just basically stated that over the weekend, actually from last Friday all the way through until quite late on Sunday, with other things excluded, I was looking into some of the things that Daryl, some of the people and the incidents that Daryl has brought to our attention, and I'm not shocked, but I'm disappointed that even in the better encyclopedia volumes that I have, Daryl, that not only is Thomas M. Harris not present, you don't see anything about Mary Surratt, you don't really get any of these background details, and as I mentioned to Daryl earlier, off-air, folks, I went in and I was taking a look at the Borgia Pope, Alexander VI, and his family, and where he comes from, and more about him, and wound up in a fascinating study. But none of this stuff, you have to piece it all together little by little by little. So listeners, take note, make your notes as we go through. If you have if you're doing everything on the computer and you don't have papers and pencils around, you might open a notepad on your browser or on your screen there. And as we mentioned some of these names and dates and places and people, note them, and then go back and see what you can find on it, because I think you'll find, as I did, especially with Thomas Harris, and even the assassination story, if you will, of Abraham Lincoln on the Internet, was where you really started to get some people who had done the research that you've done as well, Daryl, digging in and finding out all of these little missing gaps. And so fortunately, we have the Internet. But unfortunately, our history books that you use in colleges and high schools and the encyclopedias on my own shelves are woefully deficient in some of these areas. So let's do pick up this very interesting story. You've brought a lot of missing gaps to our attention, and let's just proceed with the Lincoln assassination and all of the machinations leading up to and out of that.
Sure, and I'd like to let the listeners know, probably towards the end of the hour, I'll tell them again how to get the book, in case we do have some new listeners that has two of the one individual we mentioned, Thomas M. Harris, but it's two books in one volume, and I'll give that probably near the end of the first hour. Tremendous little book. The one lady, the second book that's within this one volume is The Suppressed Truth About the Assassination of Abraham Lincoln by Burke McCarty, and I did go back and check. She spent actually 7 full years going around visiting libraries. In those days, a lot of times they had all of the old newspapers, and she went through everything she could find on the Lincoln assassination. So we're very fortunate, William, because we can go back and grab a hold of something from, like, her book was published in 1924, and Brigadier General Harris's book was 1897. The people that were a lot closer to the events than we were and had a lot of materials that were then available that are not available now to us. and that did the real heavy-duty research. I could just see this lady, you know, gone from library to library for 7 full years. How many of us do that kind of research? And to not take advantage of it, I'd say shame on us, because, as you already mentioned, our history textbooks here in this country and our encyclopedias are woefully inadequate on many of these details that have anything to do with Papal Rome, and that ought to make our listeners think, well, what the heck happened here? How did all this stuff not make it into, I'd say, within the last 7 to 8 decades, not making it into history textbooks and encyclopedias? Who's preventing it? Who has stopped it? Who has threatened people in order to keep anything negative from Papal Rome out of there? So anyway, we ended up last week, last Wednesday, talking about how the Jesuit priests from Georgetown University had come up to arch-conspirator John Harrison Surratt, who, by the way, his mother, Mary Surratt, the entire plot was hatched in her home, basically all of it. It was a meeting place for most of the conspirators, for several priests in the Washington, D.C. area, were in and out of that home frequently. I think it was Wiget, I'm not 100% sure, was the priest that was the father confessor to both John Harrison Surratt and to his mother, Mary Surratt. But these priests were coming up at the trial, the civil trial of arch-conspirator John Harrison Surratt. And
okay, hold it right there.
Right.
Hold it right there, because we're going to go into a break, folks, and we'll pick that up with Harrison Surratt, John Harrison Surratt, right after this first commercial intermission. Stay with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth, because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
And we have returned visiting with our special guest today, Daryl Eberhardt, as we do on Wednesdays for the last several weeks, folks. He's got a website. Daryl's got a website up on the net that you can go and visit. It's www.toughissues.org. Tough Issues, all one word, .org. And on there you'll see quite a bit of the research, the definitions, and the various quotations that Daryl has gathered together that you can look at. We're referring to some materials in front of me, at least today, that Daryl sent to me. I received it over the weekend. Very interesting the way that he puts his work together, folks, because he cites his sources always. Whenever he's making a comment in his writings, he closes it in parentheses or puts it in brackets so that you don't get confused to think that the things that he's adding are the original author's words, that he's very clear about that, and I appreciate that, Daryl. We were wonderfully interrupted by our sponsors. If we didn't have sponsors, we couldn't be on the air. But let's pick it up right there where we left off.
Right, and I was mentioning that we had all of these Jesuit priests coming up from Georgetown. Not only that, but they had released their students for some sort of a break, and a lot of the students came up because John Harrison Surratt had studied at Georgetown, and of course all of his schooling had been in Catholic schooling. And so these priests came up, they made sure that the jurors, and there were a number of Roman Catholics on their jury, saw them hugging and had their arm around them all the time, Surratt, whenever they would meet with him before he, you know, would be seated. And despite overwhelming evidence, as Brigadier General Thomas M. Harris stated, despite overwhelming evidence of Surratt's guilt, they got a hung jury. And so he walked. He went free, and he died peaceably in Baltimore, Maryland. So it's just an example of undue influence at times that can be brought to bear, not only on a jury, but on a newspaper, et cetera, in order to, again, make sure that anybody does not portray Papal Rome in a bad light or convict one of their assassins that's used by them.
When we look at things like the Knights of the Golden Circle, other groups, the Knights of Columbus and things like that, all of the various secret societies, if you will, and the fraternal orders, there's a lot to be said for membership in those groups because of that fraternal bond that is built. Where, you know, even the Masonic Order in Scottish Rite or York, if you happen to be a fellow Mason, a fellow traveler, if you will, heading from east to west following the sun, that bright light that they seem to be so enthralled by, it really goes in your favor. And so here, even with outward shows in the courtroom, to let any of the members of the jury know that this is a favorite son. These things work in their favor and have worked that way for hundreds of years.
It sure does. And of course, they talk about Masonic judges and how if somebody's brought in even for murder and it's a fellow Mason and that, they're to do everything they can to make sure that trial becomes a mistrial or the person gets off on a technicality. No matter how horrible the murder was, it's a fellow Mason. And of course, you mentioned Knights of Columbus and that. I know in my own county here that you can't run for dog catcher unless you have the blessing of the local Knights of Columbus. And, of course, a lot of our law enforcement are Knights of Columbus. So, obviously, I know it for a fact that in the past that people have gotten away with murder, and it's who you know within the judicial system that guarantees your freedom, as it did for John Harrison Surratt. Again, despite overwhelming evidence of his guilt. I've got a great quote here by that lady, Burke McCarty, who wrote a book about the suppressed truth about the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. It's an excerpt I pulled from about four pages of her book here. And again, she's the lady that spent 7 years studying this. She says, "The methods used in Abraham Lincoln's assassination will stand preeminent in point of malice and cruelty. And, strange as it may seem, the same diabolical cunning which nerved the hand of the assassin," she means John Wilkes Booth, "has pursued Lincoln beyond the grave and has been largely successful in hiding from the public all details of his physical destruction, a crime, in the eyes of the writer, which almost outstrips the first. for by this conspiracy of silence on his, meaning Lincoln's, death, the youth of America are being deprived of the knowledge of the details of the greatest tragedy in their country's history. And, of course, that's up to that point. Continuing with the quote, the death, or, and then she means the murder, of Abraham Lincoln was instigated by the Black Pope, the general, she means the superior general of the Jesuit order, camouflaged by the white pope, Pius IX, aided, abetted, and financed by other divine writers of Europe, in other words, those despotic monarchs in Europe that hate freedom, and continuing the quote, and finally consummated by the Roman Catholic hierarchy and their paid agents in this country. And French Canada, on Good Friday night, April 14th, 1865, at Ford's Theater, Washington, D.C., and if any of the listeners aren't aware of this, that's, of course, where they John Wilkes Booth mortally wounded Abraham Lincoln by shooting him in the back of the head. Continuing the quote, in closing, I, and the author, Burke McCarty, says, I will leave it to my reader to decide whether I have proven my contention in the beginning of this book that the assassination of Abraham Lincoln and four other presidents, U.S. presidents, is but a part of a great conspiracy which was outlined in the secret treaty of Verona, I'm adding this, in Italy in 1822, to destroy this, the most formidable republic. And she also says that she's proven these following things, she believes. Number one, that the execution of this conspiracy in Lincoln's case was delegated by the Pope of Rome to the Jesuits, aided and abetted by the priests, she means Roman Catholic priests, of Canada and Washington, D.C., in the United States, and by their lay agents, the Leopoldines. Now, the Leopoldines were a society for basically a mission society to the United States to help turn America into, bring it back under the Pope and help people to become Roman Catholics. Second point she makes, that instead of the use of bullets and bayonets,
I've just got clear my throat.
Okay. That instead of the use of bullets and bayonets, their method has been and still is to destroy from within by the subversion of all the free institutions upon which this republic is based. And of course, she's talking about the fact that they couldn't take us by frontal assault, so they're undermining us from within. Number three point, that the Church of Rome has established a separate citizenship to promote its teachings and has done so by its enormous wealth, a large proportion of which has been obtained by unconstitutional and illegal appropriations from public funds, that with this wealth, and at that time she means over $2.5 billion worth of church and other religious property, for the most part exempt from taxation, it has, by a system of intimidation and bribery, corrupted our free press and is in control of every avenue of publicity, so that the American people remain in almost total ignorance of its pernicious activities, which, if not curtailed, will succeed in accomplishing its object, and she means in destroying the American Constitutional Republic in these United States. So back in her time, and again, her book was published in 1924, she saw how much that Papal Rome controlled our press, and I remember reading an account of Lincoln stating that even in his time, now that's the 1860s, that he believed that the Roman Catholic Church controlled over half of the newspapers in the country.
Well, that's a very large share. There's no doubt about it. You know, and if, to really put this in the right kind of, well, not in the right kind of light. I don't think we're in certainly not any kind of a darkness now, but really understand this fully is to understand how the migration of immigrants into this country in waves has played such a huge part in this, building the support of public opinion and the boots on the ground, so to speak. And so perhaps we can address a little of that when we come back from this break. So take your calls today at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Always remember those strong voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again with our guest, Daryl Everhart. And Daryl, as we were going into the break there, I just started to mention a little bit about the necessity for a pretty broad importation of Catholics from both Ireland and Europe and elsewhere in greater Europe, I guess would be the way to say it. But to understand that in order to form the kinds of public opinions that are necessary, you brought up the press involved in this as well. This is out of the Encyclopedia Americana, Volume 6, published back in 1951. This article was written much earlier than that. It has no references. This was originally published back in the 1920s, and in this particular article, it has no references to anything later than about the 1930s. But it says here there was a second period, this from 1840 to 1884, which embraces what we're talking about today, folks. For the nation, and this is under the Catholic Church, the sixth article in a long series of articles about the Catholic Church, right out of the encyclopedia, for the nation, this would be our country. This was a confused era of growth and strife. For the Catholic Church, it was a continuance of difficult but steady increase and expansion. For the Catholic press, it began with intensification of controversy, but this gradually waned and a general broadening began. Up to 1840, attacks on the church had been mostly verbal. Now, there was a resort to action with appalling burnings and bloody riots. But these very excesses seemed to have a sobering effect on the anti-Catholic spirit. Non-Catholics gradually began to form more moderate judgments. Undoubtedly, the arduous and persistent journalistic labors in the days before had done much to bring this about. With roots already planted, the Catholic press started to penetrate now new territory and to expand as to content. Non-English-speaking immigrants necessitated foreign language journals, and these were founded in considerable numbers. From 1840 to the beginning of the Civil War, foundings of Catholic publications and publication houses more than doubled their yearly rate. Two newspapers survived in 1948 from those two decades. Virtually no founding were made during the Civil War, but in the 19 years from 1865 to 1884, or Reconstruction, there was a host of them. We have definite records of 124, and of these, 31 were still in existence in 1948. We know of 171 Catholic publications started in the entire second period, of which 33 continue, 20 newspapers, 13 magazines, and the rate of survival had quadrupled. Well, then it goes on and talks about the geographic expansion out into California and other places. But boots on the ground are really essential when you're planning a quiet overthrow like this. And certainly, I think your comment was well stated there, Daryl.
Right, and we can go back and find writings by Roman Catholic prelates, archbishops and bishops, back in the 1840s and 50s, bragging about how they were basically going to take over the entire political system of the country by bringing in Roman Catholic immigration into the large cities. In other words, like New York City, Boston, Chicago, and that by doing that, they would control the vote in the largest population centers of the country. And if you look at the immigration over the past, oh, say, 150 to 200 years, I think when the country started out, there were less than 3% in the country were non-Protestant. And it was that way for probably 50, 60 years or more. And then all of a sudden you started to get the trickling, and then they started to bring the heavy Roman Catholic immigration in from Ireland, especially during the American Civil War. And it was actually a lot of them were brought in and brought right into the Union Army and used. And they were used quite a bit until the Pope came out with his warm letter of support to Jefferson Davis, which caused 104,000 of the 144,000 Irish Catholics to desert the Union Army at that time. That's another thing that's been forgotten. But we mentioned about the immigration, so let me give you a definition on the St. Leopold Foundation by Burke McCarty. Again, her book published in 1924. Here's what she says. She says, in 1828, an organization in Vienna, and she means Austria, was formed, which was called the St. Leopold Foundation. The plan was then to operate under the mask of religion, in other words, a front of religion, which would ensure its safety from any governmental interference, and they, and she's talking about the divine writers, those despotic European monarchs that formed the Holy Alliance in 1815 at the end of the Congress of Vienna, back to the quote, and they had hoped to accomplish by intrigue and innuendo what could not be done by bullets and bayonets. The Habsburg family of Austria was the most powerful Roman Catholic ruling family in Europe, and consequently the most cruel, despotic, and reactionary. And had the American people not been so absorbed in the upbuilding of the Republic, they would have detected the hypocrisy of this holy fraud, the St. Leopold Foundation. One of the Habsburg brothers, Prince Rudolf, was a member of the Roman Curia. And of course, that's who runs the Vatican. And back to the quote. One of the Habsburg brothers, Prince Rudolf, was a member of the Roman Curia, the Cardinal Rudolf Habsburg of Olmütz. It was easy for the Jesuits of the Vatican to operate through him as the agent for the St. Leopold Foundation funds, which poured into the United States in a stream of gold. Nor did the Vatican furnish all the funds. They were most likely furnished by the high contracting parties of the Holy Alliance, and she means in accordance with the provisions of the secret Treaty of Verona, and I'm adding in Italy in 1822. In short, the immense sums distributed among the bishops and archbishops of the Catholic Church in this country in establishing bishoprics in cities where none existed were used solely as gigantic political slush funds to corrupt and ultimately destroy the government and set up a monarchical one instead, and she means in its place. 1 year after the St. Leopold Foundation had been established, it received the recognition and blessing of the Pope. And now she's talking about foreign immigrants from Roman Catholic Europe. especially from Ireland, then began pouring into this country from every nook and cranny of that poverty-stricken continent. In many cases, their passages, and she means across the Atlantic Ocean, were being advanced from this slush fund. The Roman Catholic bishops of every large city from New York to San Francisco then began massing the foreign vote, in other words, the foreign immigrants vote. The massed Roman Catholic vote in the cities placed the balance of political power in the hands of the Roman Catholic bishops and priests. Intimidation has always been the big stick when any man in public office presumed to oppose the advance of these ecclesiastical bosses. With the rapidly increased foreign immigration, the agents of the, and I'm adding Jesuit-controlled, divine writers of Europe, operating through the Jesuits and their lay agents, have made progress beyond their wildest dreams. City councils, state legislatures, and even Congress have been browbeaten and bribed. The St. Leopold Foundation is a great Jesuit spy system, which is not confined to the ecclesiastics of the Roman Church, but embraces every element of society. Nor indeed is it restricted to Roman Catholics, for the Jesuits do not hesitate to use non-Catholic tools whenever it is possible. In fact, they, and she means the Jesuits, prefer them, non-Catholics, for in this way, attention is distracted from them, the Jesuits. In case of failure, it is always preferable to use non-Catholics. And my comment would be the Jesuits like to use Protestant Freemasons and court Jews and various Jesuit front groups such as the Illuminati to carry out their own sinister and nefarious operations. That way they shift the blame on others for their own nasty deeds, especially if they fail.
Let me jump right there and hold that quote. I do want you to finish that. But understand as well, folks, when we talk about Austria, understand that it was in existence, the Austrian Empire, the Habsburg dynasty, for, I believe, well over 600 years. And also, listeners, if you've got your little browsers open there, your notepad handy, it's going to be difficult. You're going to have to do a little bit of work on this one. But you can find, Shabtai Zvi, or Zevi, Z-E-V-I, you'll sometimes find it, who was basically a self-professed Jewish, if you will, Messiah figure. That gained great amount of support in his day. And one of his, when he finally came under trouble and was put into prison in Turkey, one of his followers, Jacob Frank, went off to the Austrian Empire and became a house figure, Maria Theresa's Habsburg dynasty. And from him, we get the Frankist line, the Jacobite sometimes, but the Frankist line, Shabtaians. And so another author that you can look on that would be a Rabbi Antelman, and another one, of course, is Barry Kamish in his book, Shabtai Zvi and Labor Zionism. But here inside of the house of the Habsburgs, Daryl, we might see how you can find these insider, so to speak, quote-unquote Jews, inside working with and advancing the Jesuit and Catholic designs. Go ahead.
And we might also add that the Habsburgs were long considered the big supporters of the Jesuits and vice versa.
Okay, well, hold it right there. We've got a break right on top of us, folks. We'll pick it up on the other side. Fascinating discussion this morning with our guest, Daryl Eberhardt, and your call.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Boot John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
And we have returned once again. We're going through a list of points that was made by Mary Surratt in her book. And Daryl, I interrupted you right in the middle of a quotation, but please pick it up right there.
Right, and that's, again, Burke McCarty and her book, The Suppressed Truth, about the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. I guess we'll wait till the second hour, and hopefully most of the listeners let go through both hours, Hangman, both hours, to get tell them how to get that book. But I want to get, I'll just start a paragraph over again. Of course, this excerpts from 4 different pages of her book, I think. She says, the St. Leopold Foundation is a great Jesuit spy system, which is not confined to the ecclesiastics of the Roman Church, but embraces every element of society. Nor indeed is it restricted to Roman Catholics, so the Jesuits do not hesitate to use non-Catholic tools whenever it is possible. In fact, they prefer them, for in this way attention is distracted from them. In case of failure, it's always preferable to use non-Catholics. And again, now she's talking about the St. Leopold Foundation that was founded in 1828 to send basically Catholic missionaries to the United States. But back to the quote. She says, the priest of every parish in this country is the kingpin in this web of spying and reports regularly to his bishop every item of interest. Now, keep in mind, folks, when you have a regular confession to a priest, to an authorized priest, think of the amount of intel or intelligence using what we used in the military, intel for intelligence, the amount of intelligence that comes into this parish priest and gets passed up. So here's what I'll start to quote over again, that paragraph. The priest of every parish in this country is the kingpin in this web of spying and reports regularly to his bishop every item of interest, directly or indirectly, and in turn, the bishop to his archbishop, the archbishop to the cardinal, and the cardinal to the pope. And I would add, and then it goes, to the Black Pope is actually the one that's the main intelligence hub. The confessional box is the Roman Catholic clearinghouse, whereby the Pope keeps his finger on the pulse of the world. The Leopoldines are honeycombed in every avenue of civic, state, and national life. They are, to begin with, the police departments of various cities, and of course now the Knights of Columbus came along later, so a lot of your law enforcement comes from the Knights of Columbus. Back to the quote. 90% of whom I think, conservatively say, are fourth degree Knights of Columbus, and I'll give you a short quote when we finish this, what she has to say about the Knights of Columbus. They are always at the beck and call of the Roman Catholic hierarchy. Their chief duty as Catholic citizens is to obey their bishops and the Holy See as God himself. Then there are the Jesuit college graduates in every state who are especially trained as expert spies. The principal branches of the Leopoldines, and remember this is written in 1924, still operating in this country under various titles are the German Catholic Central, and I don't know how you pronounce this word, V-E-R-E-I-N, Verein or something, with headquarters in St. Louis. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I think you got it right.
Oh, I thought you...
Verein.
Okay. Mm-hmm. With headquarters in St. Louis and Detroit, the Third Order of St. Francis, and believe me, there's far more than what she has listed here. They keep changing the names. The Catholic Layman's Council, the League of the Sacred Heart, and the Catholic Woman's Council. These organizations are all branches of the Leopoldine spy system. The great spy system penetrates every avenue of social life. The field of journalism has been invaded until a Roman Catholic sits at many important editorial desks of great newspapers from coast to coast. I would add this. The 20th century examples of media control by papal Rome are William Randolph Hearst, anyone ever heard of him, and Henry Robinson Luce, Time Magazine and that. Both of these guys, according to Eric John Phelps, Jesuit-controlled Knights of Malta. Back to the quote. They fill the repertorial staff and other departments in the front offices, and it goes without saying that the presses, composing rooms, and other mechanical departments are dominated by them. These spies, she means Leopoldine spies, are members of all the important commissions, public works, school boards, library boards, housing commissions, naturalization departments, and are even active members of Americanization committees. On every textbook committee selected to pass on books to be used in our public schools sits a Roman Catholic priest or his personal representative. He is there for the purpose of seeing to it that every truth derogatory to the Roman Catholic Church is eliminated, and everything that will in any way reflect credit upon that institution is incorporated. This explains why it is that the assassination of Abraham Lincoln has been carefully suppressed so that the extent of the knowledge about this greatest of all tragedies of the history of our country does not exceed these words. President Lincoln was assassinated at Ford's Theater, April 14, 1865, by an actor named John Wilkes Booth. Andrew Johnson was immediately sworn into office. Burke McCarty, again, from pages 74 to 79 of her book, The Suppressed Truth About the Assassination of Lincoln. And that explains why not only so much truth about the Lincoln assassination is missing, but we have so many other missing gaps in history that we're covering. Let me give them that very short quote about the Fourth Degree Knights of Columbus is in Berkeley.
Before you do that, let's give out the how to get that book, because we do have audiences that in the first hour that don't carry with us to the second hour.
Sure.
And that way the audience isn't held short there just because we're running out of time in this segment.
Right. Okay. They can get two books. It's Rome's response. And all they have to do is ask for the Lincoln assassination. So don't bother writing down. I'm just telling you the names of them. Rome's Responsibility for the Assassination of Abraham Lincoln by Brigadier General Thomas M. Harris. And the second book within the one volume is The Suppressed Truth About the Assassination of Abraham Lincoln by Burke McCarty. You can get both of those books for $14 postage paid to U.S. locations. You're going to have to send a check or money order. So make it out for $14. Payable to Ozark Books, and I'll give everything twice, Ozark, O-Z-A-R-K, Ozark Books, Post Office Box 3703, of course you'd mail it to Ozark Books, Box 3703, Springfield, Missouri, M-O, 65808. Again, make your check or money order for shipment to U.S. locations, $14. To Ozark Books, Box 3703, Springfield, Missouri, M.O., 65808. And if you're in Canada, add $5, so it'd be $19, but make sure it's in U.S. funds only. And it's a great little book. I'm looking here at it right now. It's got some pictures in the front. It's got the picture of four presidents that were assassinated before Lincoln. It's got some nice pictures of the 12-man military commission. It's got a couple pictures in the back showing John Harrison Surratt, the arch conspirator that died peaceably in Baltimore. Let me see here. On April 23rd, I think it is, 1916, surrounded by his wife and grown family. By the way, I think they had three priests officiating a high requiem mass for this man when he died. A man that was involved in the assassination plot to decapitate the leadership of the United States, and he is greatly honored by the Roman Catholic Church. And, of course, he had been a member of the of their bodyguard. So it's a tremendous book, and I'd urge folks to pick that book up if they can.
And go ahead and give out the your website again, too, so that they have that as well if they're not going to be with us in the second.
Right. It's toughissues.org, and issues is plural, I-S-S-U-E-S, all written together, www.toughissues.org, and I've got 41 articles up there right now.
Great.
Slowly rebuilding the site. Anyway, here's a short definition she has for Knights of Columbus, and it'll show the great power that the Roman Catholic Church had even in 1924 when she had her book published. She says, "We find that the Roman Catholics, who comprised less than one-sixth of the population," again, that's 1924, "have been the dominating power in our political affairs, and of late years have headed almost every national, state, and municipal office from the president down to the dog catcher. During the," and she means President Woodrow Wilson's administrations, and I'm adding 1913 to 1921, she says this, "During the Wilson administrations, the Army, the Navy, the Treasury, the Secret Service, the Post Office, the Emergency Fleet, transports, printing, aircraft, and dozens of others," she means federal departments, "were presided over by Fourth Degree Knights of Columbus." Now think about that, folks. That's back in 1924. Well, again, the Wilson administration, 1913 and 1921, when then the Roman Catholic population was one-sixth, a little less than one-sixth of the population. They had almost every key position in the government was presided over by, as she says, by a fourth-degree Knights of Columbus. And I would urge folks to go up and check on the Internet and just Google search fourth-degree Knights of Columbus or secret oaths Knights of Columbus. And it was read into the congressional record, the fourth degree oath, in the early 1900s. And it is a horrible blood oath. And we all need to be aware of how wicked and evil these oaths are. And I doubt if they've changed much. At least the one that they would show you for the public release or version is probably much milder than the ones you're going to find that were originally around at the time of the 1900s.
Well, one of the things in this, Daryl, that I think is also important to understand is when we use the word like mission, it's a military term. It's like surrendering your old license plates. It's like submitting for a registration of some sort or another, mission work. This is really, it's a military type of a terminology. And I think that the listeners as well need to understand that propaganda has its roots.
3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth. No other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, September the 30th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour of this morning's broadcast. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Sort of got caught by the, as they say, the bumper Nazis going into the break at the top of the hour. I've just started in a little briefly drawing the attention to the idea of mission. You know, I received an email from one of our listeners over the weekend in regards to the flying of the Chinese flag in Washington, D.C. But if we can understand that there are three basic ways that that you can acquire lands and countries historically, one of them, of course, is you can buy it or purchase it. Another one is you can conquer it by war. You can also marry into it, but you can also just simply place a flag over it and claim it. This is how Cristobal Colón conquered, if you will, or acquired the Western Hemisphere. Really, it wasn't until the line of demarcation that was established by the bourgeois Pope that actually there was a split between Portuguese holdings and Spanish holdings. But the idea of missions and sending missionaries out, emissaries, well. Christopher Columbus is the way that he's often remembered. He was on a mission. He was on a mission and he was being sent as an emissary or a conqueror to acquire lands. And so the whole process has continued and it continues to today. We are on a mission in Afghanistan to recapture the opium fields, the poppy fields there. We're on a mission in Iraq for similar purposes as well. So there's a lot to that. Missions are important to understand. So are the reductions that we've spoken of in the past. But another area here, Daryl, and you haven't mentioned it, so I will, but I've noticed that there are a great number of Catholic hospitals all across rural America, certainly, and in all of the major centers as well. And so through the process of creating these various hospitals, this is another way where you can get in and conquer a country, because if you can conquer their health, you can conquer the people.
That's for sure. I'm just going to divert for just a couple of minutes, because we were talking about blood oaths, these horrible ones in Freemasonry, and of course the Knights of Columbus. And much later on, probably in a couple of weeks, we'll be getting to the Kennedy assassination. But let me give three short quotes by John Kennedy, and you'll know why they had to kill this guy. The first one's about secrecy, and he says, by the way, this was a speech to the press club. President John F. Kennedy said, "The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweigh the dangers which are cited to justify it." Here's another short, very short quote. He says, "We seek the free flow of information. A nation that is afraid to let the people judge the truth and falsehood in an open market is a nation afraid of its people." Of course, all of these statements are totally 100% opposed to what his own church, the highest level prelates of his own church, have been saying for centuries. The last one here is, and he said this one in 1960 when he was running for president. He says, "I believe in an America where the separation of church and state is absolute, where no Catholic prelate," and that's a high-ranking ecclesiastic, "would tell the president, should he be Catholic, how to act, and no Protestant minister would tell his parishioners for whom to vote, where no church or church school is granted any public funds for political preference, and where no man is..." Okay, we'll finish that quote when we get back to the break.
Absolutely. What a death sentence. He just invoked it on himself. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Back in 3 minutes.
Look,
Facebook, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune. Many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on our Wednesday, September the 30th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, now in our second hour. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. And as we're going through, going into this first break of this second hour, Daryl, you've given a wonderful quotation from John Kennedy, and from the voice and the lips, if you will, of a Roman Catholic, raised Catholic, who was then shortly thereafter assassinated. Let's understand, folks, that this country, when in its original founding, many of the people that came here were coming to flee, if you will, from the forced religions, the established religions, both in Europe and in England. And so there is, you have to expect that there's going to be a considerable amount of animosity between the Protestant community, if you will, the original founders, and the Catholics. That's to be understood, but to have such a bold statement from Kennedy, himself a practicing Catholic, to caution about these various intrigues and secret societies and various oaths, that in itself should make us take note. Daryl?
Right, and I'll start that quote over again. It's a short quote, but it's a very interesting one, because what this Roman Catholic president said was totally against, as I said earlier, totally against what popes had been saying for hundreds of years, such as Pope Pius IX, who condemned every liberty that Americans cherish. But here's, I'll start the quote again that he said in 1960. I believe in an America where the separation of church and state is absolute, where no Catholic prelate would tell the president, should he be Catholic, how to act, and no Protestant minister would tell his parishioners for whom to vote, where no church or church school is granted any public funds or political preference, and where no man is denied public office merely because his religion differs from the president who might appoint him or the people who might elect him. So I don't want to get any further into Kennedy because we'll be covering that a lot when we get to the Kennedy assassination, but it's just interesting, a Roman Catholic president making those three quotes. Let's get to a quote back to the assassination. It's a fairly short one, and it's by U.S. Army Brigadier General Thomas M. Harris, again, a man that sat on that 12-man military commission that tried eight of the conspirators, hung four of them. From pages 41 and 19 of his book, he said, "It would seem that the Jesuits had it in mind from the beginning of the war," he means American Civil War, "to find an occasion for the taking off," an interesting way of saying for the assassination, "of Mr. Lincoln. These facts, as developed on the trial of the conspirators before a military commission and on the trial of John Harris and Surratt 2 years later," and that's 1867, "before a civil court, show conclusively the hand of Rome in this stab at our nation's life." Pretty interesting quote.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time I'm giving quotes from other people and recommending books by other people, but I'm going to kind of drop back here. And I spent 26 years working pretty much as a linguist, analyst, reporter, and I'm going to give my analysis of the reasons that I believe that President Lincoln was assassinated as best I can determine. And there's quite a few of them, just as there are for John Kennedy, some of them very similar, too. Number one, Lincoln had prevented the Union from being split into two separate nations, which greatly angered the Jesuit order and the papacy, who had fomented the American Civil War for that very purpose. Number two, Lincoln had refused to accept loans at extremely high interest rates from the Jesuit-controlled European bankers in order to finance the North's war effort. Remember, he had the greenbacks printed? Again, greatly angering the Jesuit order and the papacy, who would have immensely profited from such loans. It's interesting how certain people always make a lot of money off the murder and mayhem and maiming of other people. Number three, Lincoln wanted to bring the southern states back into the Union under very kind and generous terms, again angering the Jesuit-controlled part of the U.S. Congress. They were called the Radical Red Republicans, who wanted to severely chastise the predominantly Protestant South, and I believe that was with the hope of stirring up Civil War II and III at a later date. And Lincoln most likely also would not have supported the Jesuit-controlled Radical Republicans' 14th Amendment. Fourth reason, I believe he was murdered. Lincoln had directly threatened the hierarchy of the Roman Catholic Church here in the USA, and in particular, Bishop John Hughes of New York, during the time of the New York draft riots of July 1863. And Lincoln had threatened, he sent a letter, I don't know how it was sent, whether by telegraph or by horseback, but he got it quickly to Bishop John Hughes, later Archbishop John Hughes, and he threatened to reveal the Roman Catholic, U.S. American Roman Catholic hierarchy's involvement in fomenting those riots, those draft riots in New York. Number five, Lincoln wanted to keep the U.S. free from foreign influence, especially from the influence of the Jesuits and the papacy. And, of course, the Jesuits and the papacy knew that he did. Number six, Lincoln was keenly aware of Jesuit and papal plans made in the early part of the 19th century. We covered that a couple weeks ago at Vienna, Austria, Verona, Italy, and Cherry, Italy, for the destruction of the American Constitutional Republic. And the Jesuits and papacy were aware that Lincoln knew this, and they saw him. They viewed Lincoln as a major roadblock in implementing those plans. Number seven, Lincoln was also keenly aware of the fact that the Jesuits and the papacy are opposed to every freedom and liberty that we Americans cherish. And, of course, they knew he knew. Number eight, Lincoln also knew of the various Jesuit and papal plots to assassinate him. He had been warned by Samuel Morse, the inventor of the telegraph, and others. And the Jesuits and papacy knew that Lincoln knew of these plots, including the one in Baltimore when he had first gotten elected. And they figured if he was allowed to serve out a second term as president, he might reveal at some future date the knowledge of these plans to assassinate him. Number nine, ninth reason why I believe he was assassinated. Lincoln had become a genuine Bible-believing Christian after the Battle of Gettysburg. He admitted such. And the Jesuits and Papal Rome generally cannot corrupt and or control such real Bible-believing Christian leaders. And I would give an example, not just Lincoln, but Russian Tsar Alexander I, because they're an impediment to papal grandiose plans of control in any land, and they have to be removed. And the 10th reason I believe that Lincoln was assassinated, the Jesuits and the rest of papal Rome had never forgiven a young lawyer by the name of Abraham Lincoln, who had successfully defended a Roman Catholic priest named Charles Chinnicky, who had been framed by the Jesuits through the sister of a prevaricating sister of a Roman Catholic priest named LaBelle, who had promised her land if she would falsely accuse Charles Chinnicky of sexual assault. So he was on the bad list of the Roman Catholic Church, as was Kennedy, as we saw from some of the comments that he made. And there was no way that they were going to allow Lincoln to go through a second term and oppose Reconstruction and everything else that they had planned, the 14th Amendment, for this country.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, let's just keep right on going.
Right. Well, let's jump to 1870. We covered the American Civil War and the assassination of Lincoln. And what we have taken place here is the Franco-Prussian War. And again, we find agents of papal Rome helped to foment this war. And in the process, when they were first stirring it up, they gave all kinds of assurances to predominantly Catholic France that when she attacked Protestant Prussia, that Roman Catholics living in Bavaria, southern Germany, would rise up and help those French military forces as they swept into the country. Unfortunately for the French military forces, the Catholics in Bavaria refused to help them.
Well, there you go, folks. We'll be back right after this break with our guest, Daryl Everhart. Your calls are welcome, 866-841-1065.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
we have returned once again, visiting with Daryl Eberhard. Daryl, let's just pick it up and continue right on rolling. We've got some really valuable information coming out today, and I don't want to interrupt you.
Sure, but do feel free to interrupt any time. It's your broadcast because you bring many good points out. 1872, three different things happened that I've got marked down here in this little missing gaps in history. And one is in 1872, Mexican President Benito Pablo Juarez, if I remember correctly, I think he was a full-blooded Indian, and he was Roman Catholic. He was assassinated. He was poisoned to death by papal assassins. Well, why? It was Jesuit payback. President Juarez, because of the tremendous control of the wealth, the lands, et cetera, in Mexico by the Roman Catholic Church. Well, he courageously expelled the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Mexico, five Roman Catholic bishops, and 200 Jesuit priests from Mexico. Sounds like he was a pretty smart guy because he knows wherever the Jesuits are, they stir up sedition, revolution, and civil war. He also enforced the Constitution of 1857 that granted freedom of speech and press to all Mexicans, whether they be Protestant or Catholic. Of course, it's mainly a Roman Catholic country. But we find this in so many instances, William, of where someone is assassinated, especially they like to poison people to death quite a bit, that the Jesuits are the ones that have the motive, and generally it's payback time for either taking over the school system and bringing it back under the control of the state rather than the Roman Catholic Church, or expelling Jesuit priests, or confiscating some of the tremendous wealth that the Roman Catholic Church builds up in a nation, often without taxation and through other means such as mass carts for the dead and indulgences, etc. And we just find this in so many scenarios, and often they'll have a disgruntled monk or friar or priest will be the actual assassin or the controller of the actual assassin, as we found in the case of the assassination of Lincoln, where you had several priests involved regularly meeting at the Mary Surratt's home, where the main conspirators such as John Harrison Surratt, John Wilkes Booth, and others were all meeting together to plan the assassination. Also in 1872, we had Samuel Morse dying in this year, and most people know he's the inventor of the telegraph, also an artist. He had traveled to Europe extensively, where he had learned of those papal plots to destroy the American Constitutional Republic at those secret meetings in the early 19th century. And this information so alarmed Samuel Morse that he wrote two books. Where's this in most of our history textbooks? Attempting to warn the American people about papal plots to destroy this constitutional republic. One of those books, and I don't have the second book's title, but one of the books was titled Foreign Conspiracy Against the Liberties of the United States, and it was published in 1835. Samuel Morse also had as I mentioned earlier, had personally warned Abraham Lincoln about those papal plots to destroy the American Republic, and also about assassination plots against him. 1872 also finds General George Gordon Meade. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, out loud, you must be able to perceive it. But going back to Alexander VI, you know, the Borgia Pope. You know, he was one of the ones that really put the idea of poison on the roadmap. He had killed a lot of people with poison. His daughter Lucretia was principal in that too in her earlier years, and his son Caesar was involved in that as well. Caesar Borgia, but they wound up turning the tables on him, and both Caesar Borgia, his son, and Pope Alexander the Sixth were poisoned at a dinner where they had planned to poison another. And so it was kind of funny what goes around comes around, and it certainly came around with him. The poison that he was using at that time was a very slow-acting poison, but it just absolutely destroyed the body and made it look ghastly. And his body after death was just black as could be. But that's just part of it. But part of also what I'm looking at in this is the various layers or levels of intrigue that are going on today. The new black pope, if you will, Spanish man, Nicholas is his last name, I believe.
Yes.
You know, he's the new black pope, and on the over the weekend on the internet, looking into them, you would expect to see the Jesuits when they get together in their councils there in the Temple of Gesù, that they would look like, you know, a bunch of evil, wicked people. But you couldn't imagine a more happy, smiling bunch of people in their casual dress as they're sitting around listening to his address. I saw a little short clip of that. But I don't know, all of these various intrigues, you know, just leave you scratching your head. What's in the mind of these people to go down the pathways that they do, and especially when they've gone into one of the religious vocations?
You mentioned the Borgia popes poisoning people. They frequently poisoned their own cardinals, Roman Catholic cardinals, and then they would sell that guy's office that was recently vacated when he died from poison to another wealthy individual. And once he got in, if he was wealthy, they would poison him, steal his wealth, and then sell it to another. So, yeah.
That was definitely a way they were making money, and I was amazed reading the account. You know, they actually would, folks. I mean, this is no joke. If you were wealthy and you were made a cardinal, you had to walk on, you know, eggshells, because your time on this planet was limited. If you fell out of favor, you would be executed and your land would be seized.
By the way, there's a book by a Roman Catholic, Peter DeRosa, called Vicars of Christ, The Dark Side of the Papacy. But if they Google search Vicars of Christ, it's out of print. But I think there's still a fair amount of used copies floating around. I picked up a nice used hard copy version. It's a very large book. I'm looking in the back here. It looks like 438 pages. No, it's longer than that. It's let me see. With the index and everything, it's over 480 pages, 484 total pages. But if they want to read a history by a Roman Catholic about what he calls the raw meat of the papacy, you'll find out that most a larger percentage of popes died with an assist from somebody than died a natural death. And he certainly brings that out in his book. And, of course, he has a lot on the Borgia popes and the prostitutes and the orgies that were going on in the papacy. And like he says, it's the raw meat of the papacy. And if you want to read it from a Roman Catholic historian, Vicars of Christ, if you can Google search and get that book, you'll find it a very fascinating read.
I just typed in the browser while you were speaking, Nicholas, Nicolas, Jesuit General. And, folks, there's some YouTubes there. There's a lot of hits on that. You could go up and look at it and find out a little bit more for yourselves about who is the black pope, the alter ego of the big papa, the guy that wears the fish hat.
Yeah, and the nickname, the black pope, came from Italians themselves. And they do that to contrast, because the black pope wears black, of course, and the white pope, generally you're going to see him in white. And so they make that contrast. And it's well known in Italy that the black pope, the Jesuit superior general, controls the white pope. The white pope gets out of line and he gets whacked or assassinated. And I think that's something that's lost on a lot of American Roman Catholics, because when the John Paul I was murdered, poisoned to death, the Italian press, almost all the European press reported John Paul I was murdered. But what was, did the American press report? John Paul I died.
Died.
You know, he died. He just died. 1978, you know, he'd only been in office 33 days. He was getting ready to move about a whole bunch of high-level P2 and P2 Masons of the Roman Curia out of their positions of power. He submitted his list to, we're getting ahead in history, but he submitted his list to Cardinal Jean Bouleau, who was the Cardinal Secretary of State for the Vatican. He either did not know that he also was a high-level Freemason or something, but he ended up that he was dead. He never woke up the next day.
Oh, my. Well, that's the way it goes. Well, we'll be right back after this bottom-of-the-hour break with your calls and more, and our special guest, Daryl Everhart. Stay tuned.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune. Many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, and I don't want to take us too far off track in this, Daryl, but, you know, you look at this father, Adolfo Nicholas, who's the new Jesuit general. Then factor in Javier Solano, very important man, Juan Carlos of Spain, Centra Corporation, the Inquisition and the idea of the Department of Homeland Security and all of the various and sundries that are coming down the pike. We talk about and factor in the Borgia Popes, and we talk about poison at the same time that we're talking about all these various vaccine cocktails that are being brought on us and at us. And factor in Benedict the 16th into this mix as well. You know, we've got a rather interesting geopolitical landscape that's coming out of the Roman Catholic Church.
And especially Benedict the 16th, who, what was his former job? His former job was he served five-year terms, I believe, at the head of the Office of Inquisition, although they renamed it under a nice, sweet-sounding euphemism, the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, but it's the same Office of Inquisition that butchered, tortured up to 50 million men and women and even some children down to about the age of 12 during the official time or term of the Inquisition, the Office of Inquisition. And a lot of folks don't realize that they did not just kill. They started out killing Muslims and Jews in Spain, then Spanish Inquisition, but they also targeted Bible-believing Christians down there. and Protestants later in other parts of Europe. But a lot of folks don't realize that even some wealthy Roman Catholics bit the dust there during the Inquisition, because if a wealthy Roman Catholic prelate kind of wanted the lands of this wealthy Roman Catholic, he just had to slip a couple coins to some local towns guy, and that towns guy would name him to the Inquisition, and boom, you know, they had almost a 99.9999% conviction rate. When you went before the Inquisition, the tribunal, you were not even allowed to have representation by a lawyer to represent you, because if they represented you, they would get hauled before the Inquisition. So,
Contemporary with Samuel Morse, you mentioned him prior to the break. There's also Fyodor Dostoevsky, and you sent in one of your bulletins here this quote. He was the Russian novelist, of course. Dostoevsky, most people have read his work, but here's the quote: "The Jesuits are simply the Romish army for the earthly sovereignty of the world in the future, with the Pontiff of Rome for emperor. That's their ideal. It is simple lust of power, of filthy earthly gain, of domination, something like a universal serfdom with them as masters. That's all they stand for. They don't even believe in God, perhaps." So that's a pretty damning castigation as well.
Right. Well, do you want to jump to 1878?
Let's continue.
King Victor Emmanuel II gets poisoned to death in this year. And again, it's Jesuit payback, because he took away the temporal power temporarily in Italy, away from the papal Caesar. And we have to remember, for many years, the papal Caesar, the Pope of Rome, had his own lands. It was called the Papal States there in Italy, a rather large strip of land. But not to worry, it looked like the papacy as a, shall we say, as a diplomatic and political, geopolitical entity had suffered a mortal wound. But in 1929, with a concordat by Benito Mussolini with the Vatican, they restored them to being a state again.
Well, that's an interesting time period right in there. How does that relate to the articles in regards to the guardianship of the Vatican treasury by the Rothschilds? Has it got anything to do with the bringing low of the Vatican and then bringing them back perhaps as an incapacitated child?
I think that several researchers and writers have made some good points that the Jesuits actually... whenever they were, there were several attempts to suppress them by a couple popes. Pope Clement XIII, who got murdered the night before he was to sign the document suppressing the Jesuits, and then Pope Clement XIV, who survived for about a year or so after he suppressed them. But basically, that Napoleon was used, he was a high-level Freemason, to punish the papacy for trying to mess with the Jesuits. And from that time on, they imprisoned the Pope, by the way, for 5 years, and then after 5 years of thinking things over, I think it was Pius VII, but don't quote me on that, folks, but that the Pope that they imprisoned for the 5 years, probably after thumbscrews and stuff, came to his senses and reinstated the Jesuits in all their glory. And to the best of my knowledge, since that time, and that's somewhere around about 1816. I don't know if you have any of those writings in front of you there, but they were suppressed for a while. But basically, they maintained their wealth and their power. Some of them went to Russia, where they were protected. Some went to England. But a lot of them just, you know, said, oh, I'm not a Jesuit anymore, like Adam Weishaupt, when they really were. And from that time on, once the Pope, I believe it's Pius VII, reinstated them, nobody has dared mess with the Jesuits since.
Well,
within the church, I mean.
Yeah, when we look at the the Order of St. John's, and then the creation of the Knights Templar, then bringing them low, burning the feet off of, well, who was it, Hiram? Hiram would be like whoever that guy was. What was that one?
Jacques de Molay.
Yeah, Jacques de Molay.
Oh, they tortured the heck out of that guy. He was an old man.
Yes, and so the idea then of having an axe to grind with the headquarters, if you will, certainly opens up the door to the possibility. I'm just throwing this out, certainly nothing to justify it, just a supposition on my part, but it's one I'm looking into. The idea of bringing low the Vatican treasury, taking it away from and bringing their funds out away from them under the Rothschild heading, bringing the treasury up under the command of the Jesuit general, would certainly be an economic strategy that would be useful if they want to always keep the papacy in line. But I just throw that out as a possibility, something I'm thinking about. I don't know whether it's happened or not, but it could explain that very curious line in the Catholic Encyclopedia about the Rothschilds being the guardians of the Vatican treasury.
Yeah, I think that's in the Encyclopedia Judaica, mentions that also. And, of course, a lot of the wealth of the Knights Templar, at least a significant portion of it, whenever they were suppressed, wasn't that in the 1300s?
Yes, I think it was.
Whenever they were suppressed, of course, a lot of them took off. Now, some of them took their wealth with them and fled to places like Scotland. But a fair amount of that wealth got confiscated and passed on to the Knights of Malta, which is headquartered with and under the direct command of the Jesuit Superior General. So to this very day, many prominent, some of the very biggest bankers are Knights of Malta.
So what kind of a connection might be able to be drawn between the Queen of England and all of her knighting that they do, and these various other military orders, the Knights of Malta, etc.?
Oh, you got, Knights of the Garter and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
They're all tied together, these wealthy European families, and they know the history of Europe much better than most of us Americans. And when you look at, they know, when they look back at that history and they see that the monarchs that, stepped out of line, and we're going to be mentioning some of them here, they quickly got assassinated. Nobody messes with the Jesuit Superior General. And they know that, and when you try to do it, you better put all kinds of protection around you. And I think it was, we know that we talked earlier how they murdered King Henry III, King Henry IV of France, Tsar Alexander I of Russia, Tsar Alexander II of Russia. So when you mess with these guys, you better be prepared to put yourself in a bunker like some people say John Kennedy should have done once he started messing with the CIA, which is basically just the Jesuit-controlled intelligence agency. You've marked yourself, as you said earlier, you basically passed a sentence of death on yourself once you start making certain comments or messing with certain of their agencies or making statements about not wanting separation of church and state, et cetera, et cetera.
Absolutely. And they are also involved, are they not, in the drug trade, the opium trade?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I didn't mean not wanting to. If you say you want to have that there should never be any church and state combination, in other words, you're for separation of church and state, that's almost a death sentence, because several of our earlier presidents got whacked for that very basic thing of speaking out against what the divine writers were putting out in Europe.
One wouldn't wonder whether the War of 1812 was on that same line as well.
Yeah, and England, I think we've mentioned this before in a couple of the broadcasts, they tried to take them by frontal assault with the Spanish Armada in 1588. It didn't work, so they just went to the back door and came in through infiltration of the Anglican Church, through the Anglican Catholic Anglo Party, etc., and they took over England centuries ago.
They certainly did. Folks, we'll be back in a few moments with our very special guest, Daryl Everhart. You better call in quick if you want to get on today's broadcast. 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome.
You heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle. Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50% to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
And we have returned once again, and in another one of the quotes that you've got in the many handouts that you've sent to me, Daryl, it's in regards to the New World Order. It's rather telling. It says, the New World Order, NWO, is basically the blueprint for ruling the world via a one-world economy, one-world government, and one-world religion. The real master of this New World Order, who may continue to operate from behind the scenes, is the Black Pope, i.e., this Jesuit Superior General. Since he controls his own powerful Jesuit order, the wealthy Knights of Malta, the top levels of Freemasonry, and the papacy itself, he is clearly the most powerful man in the world today. The one world religion will most likely be headed by the Roman Pontiff, though the Black Pope will continue to be the real power religion behind the papal throne. And you continue, as he has been for centuries. When the game plan for the New World Order is fully implemented, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, as well as the right to keep and bear firearms, will all be relics of the past. No dissent will be tolerated, and dissenters will be terminated with extreme prejudice. One of the first acts of this New World Order will be the launching of another modern-day papal inquisition. Now, Daryl, you being a military man yourself and intelligence background, you can understand probably what I mean when I say forward caching. This is basically where you go into a territory that you intend to occupy, and you put in your storehouses of food and weapons and ammunition and things like that.
A good example of that would have been Afghanistan when the Russians, before they invaded, they actually moved up a lot of what we call prepositioning, some of your supplies, ammunition, etc., very close to the border of the country you're going to invade, and sometimes, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 miles within the country in certain areas that are pretty desolate, isolated areas.
Yeah, when I look at modern-day Israel, the creation of the Ashkenazim, if you will, I look at that as a potential forward caching. If it were possible the center of all government on the planet and all religion on the planet be moved from the Rome, could it not be moved to Israel? And certainly when we see the buildings that have been built by the Rothschilds there, the Knesset and the court and so on, and the universities, It could be, and at least I'm just throwing it out again as supposition on my part, that this is like a forward caching of what is to come. If Israel becomes the a target, let's say, of some one of the neutron type of bombs or some one of the kinds of bombs that can knock everybody out without destroying the buildings, that could be something coming in the future. I don't know whether we would have the whole world run from Rome or whether it would more likely be from Jerusalem. What are your feelings on that?
Well, I think it's more than supposition on your part, because several researchers and authors have also put forward the idea that a number of popes have expressed a desire to rule out of Jerusalem. Now, does something happen to Rome to knock it out? Does something happen to New York to knock the UN out there? But clearly, both secular and religious type, superpower type guys, powerful and influential individuals, have expressed a desire to internationalize Jerusalem and have the papacy kind of dishing out, you know, how the holy sites are run, et cetera, et cetera. But if anything happened to New York, I would think that Jerusalem would be the primary place to both move the papacy and the UN, or whatever they would call the new organization.
Well, they were trying to set up something very powerful in Dubai, I know that. They call it the International City. There's lots of development going in Dubai and Qatar. But I think that they have basically come to a fairly slow or grinding halt in the face of this new economic downturn. I think more likely we'll see something developing in Israel and Jerusalem to affect that. But I just wanted to throw that out. We've got about 6 minutes left, Daryl. One other thing that you mentioned before the last break was P2 Masonry, not just to throw it in your lap, but maybe you could give the audience a little bit more of an understanding of what that is and how that plays into this system as well.
Sure. P2 stands for Propaganda 2, and it's basically, if you would, kind of a, I'm trying to think, a neat little way of saying it. It's Roman Catholic Masonry. And we had mentioned earlier in the broadcast that John Paul I was murdered primarily. Well, there were two reasons why John Paul I was murdered. I believe it was 1978, poisoned to death. Number one reason was he was going after the Vatican Bank. It's sort of like the Federal Reserve. It hadn't been audited. Well, the Federal Reserve's never been audited, to the best of my knowledge, but he wanted to run an audit. He knew that there were some kind of nasty, behind-the-scenes, illicit type activity going on in the Vatican Bank. So that was the number one reason he was murdered. And it may not be the primary one, but that's number one. I'm just listing it. Number two reason he was murdered was that he was expelling a whole bunch of P2 Masons that held almost every key powerful position within the Roman Curia. The Roman Curia is basically the government of the Vatican. And he had gotten a list, I believe it's 121 names of all these prelates, these cardinals, these Roman Catholic cardinals, Roman Catholic archbishops and bishops that are all P2 Masons. And it had showed up in, I think it was Politico Observatore or something, newspaper. He had that list in front of him, and he, as I said, he chalked off all of those names, marked them off, and he was sending them to lower, I'm joking here, but Lower Slobovia, but he was taking them all out of their powerful positions and sending them to some like backwater country, maybe Mongolia or something. I'm joking, but you know what I'm saying. These guys were not going to be in Washington, D.C., or New York City, or London, or Paris anymore, or at Rome. They were going to Uganda or someplace like that.
Sure, demoted. He was sending them off on mission work.
Right. These guys were going to be taken out of all their positions of power and influence, and he submitted that list, and as I said earlier, he never woke up the next day. They put something in his digitalis or something, but that guy, they said, the nun that walked in on him, I mean, his face was all contorted. They refused to allow any autopsy. They immediately brought the embalmers in and pumping the stuff into him without draining his blood first.
Oh my goodness.
They did not want to see the blood, which makes it, from what I understand, extremely difficult. I'm not an expert in that area, but there were so many things to show that this man, who was basically a simple priest, who did not go for the pageantry, he didn't have the big coronation, And he really wanted to straighten out things in the Vatican, as some people say, make it Catholic again instead of being run by all of these high-level P2 Masons and the Jesuits. And he paid for it. He died in, I think it was his 33rd day.
Well, there have been big changes inside of the Jesuit order themselves in the last 100 years, and certainly since the 1950s. There have been major sweeping changes under the previous Pope, Black Pope, and I don't know whether we'll see a doctrinal shift under this one. I've gotten some things downloaded, and I'm reading through as much of it as I can. But, you know, we've had various and sundry setbacks and turnarounds, just like with this Pope. From time to time, you actually get an apple that doesn't have very many worms in it, and it throws a monkey wrench into the system, short-lived as they might be. But I don't know whether we'll see anything. Have you heard anything at all about plus or minus on this new Black Pope?
No, not at all. And it's very interesting, and we're kind of close off the broadcast with talking about the Black Papacy, is that the former Black Pope, Count Peter Hans Kolbenbach, he resigned. And as far as I know, just like the white popes, the Black Pope is supposed to die in office.
He resigned.
He resigned his position, and Nicholas, Adolfo Nicholas, ends up being voted in as his replacement. But the only other time, there's no recorded time in history, to the best of my knowledge, where a Jesuit superior general, the Black Pope, stepped down before he died.
Amazing. I was not aware of that. I had just immediately assumed when I heard that there was a new one that he...
Now, some people, F. Tupper Saucy puts forth the idea that Lorenzo Ricci faked his death, had another guy take his place, and he came over to help in the Revolutionary War. And there's some interesting things that Saucy brings out in his book, Rulers of Evil, that kind of really... make it look like Lorenzo Ricci hanging around with Ben Franklin and some others, this guy that knew like about six languages fluently, and including English, and a very erudite man, brought some of his books with him and that. And but anyway, that's as far as I know, Count Peter Hans Kolbenbach, and you might want to research that on the internet, is the first Black Pope to step down on his own.
Well, thank you very much again, Daryl, for coming and visiting with us. I look forward to next Wednesday, folks. I hope you've learned something today. Take heart, little flock. There's more to come tomorrow. I'll be back again with Vicki Davis, of course. Until then, have a good afternoon.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.